Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Meseches Menachos, so up to Daf Ayin Aleph, but I want to go back a little bit to Daf Ayin. A few ha'aris, a few sugyas that we didn't get to finish in the previous shiur. So we'll start from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amin Aleph and the bottom. The Mishnah says, Hachitim v'as'ayrim v'akusim v'shibayl shul v'ashifayim. These five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, har elo chayav and b'challah. These are the five grains that are chayav and challah. Umitztarfim zem zeh. They also could combine one with the other. Vasur mechadesh mufnei pesach. And these are the five grains that you're not allowed to eat before Pesach. Umiliksu mufnei oimer. And you're not allowed to cut them before the oimer. And there's a gerus sefeket that the surim b'chadash is mufnei ha'imer, and the liksar is mufnei pesach. We'll speak about that a little bit in the Gemara. Now this mishnah is also in challah, and it's only brought here because it also discusses what exactly the issur chadash is negated to. But meanwhile, it discusses the chiyuv challah of these five grains. The Gemara explains the drasha, that these are the five grains that you yaitzah matzah with, because these are the only five grains that are bali de chimutz. And Chazal knew and understood in the nature that these are the only things that are called chimetz halachically. Everything else is not called chimetz, it's just called sirchein. So that's how we know that chametz can only apply to these five grains. And from there we learn out matzah. And from there we learn out to challah and to chadash that all is a limud from lechem lechem, from reshes reshes, that we have the limudim, but all starts from that these things are bali dechimutz. Now, the Mishnah says the mitzdarfim zem zeh, and the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Tana, the Braisa says, Kusmin is a minchitim, spelt is a minchitim, and shibayla shul v'shifan is minsa'irim. Barley and rye are minsa'irim. And Rashi brings the Mishnah in challah, that chitim can't be mitzdarf with any of the other four grains, except for kusmin. Because kusmin is more of a min sairim than it is a min chitim, but at least it's a partially min chitim. It could be mitzarif for chitim, but it has a din sairim also. So chitim can't be mitzarif with anything except for kusmin. And sairim are mitzarif with everything, with the exception of chitim. And there's a machlokes rishonim if shifan and shibol shul are mitzarifim. But we won't be ma'irich. But the shaila the rishonim ask is that in the Mishnah it says that the five grains are mitzdarfim zem zeh, which sounds like all five grains are mitzdarf with each other. And the Brice it says that kusmin is a min chitim, and shibayla shul and shifan is a min sairim. So it sounds like it's only mitzdarf in that particular way, that chitim are mitzdarf with kusmin, and kusmin are mitzdarf with everything, but chitim are not mitzdarf with sairim, v'chuli. So there are various pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi here is learning that mitzdarfim zem zeh does not mean that they're all mitzdarf with each other completely. Mitzdarfim zem zeh means that each one could be mitzdarf with another one in the order that we're saying that kusmin is a min chitim and gad also a min sayrim and shibel shul and shifan are only a min sayrim. So chitim could only be mitzdarf with kusmin and sayrim could be mitzdarf with everything but chitim. It's the pirish of the Mishnah of mitzdarfim zem zeh. But Rav Yishayim don't learn that way. Rav Yishayim learned that mitzdarfim zem zeh means completely. There is a Rashi in Sachem Naflamet Hei, where this brisa is brought there in Sachem, and Rashi there says that when it says, kusim min chitim, shibel shul v'shifa min sa'irim, that's referring to legabi the din of tayrim min al minay. You have to be tayrim everything min al minay. So you can only be tayrim, you could be tayrim chitim on kusim on chitim, etc. But you cannot be tayrim chitim and sayrim, but you could be tayrim sayrim and shibel shifain and shibel shul. I mean, and shifain. That's what Rashi says. But the Rishonim argue. Taisus here and the Ranim Sachim. He says that there's a Mishnah in Klayim that says which ones are Klayim one with the other, and only if it's not Klayim one with the other is it mitzdarif, and it's not in this same order. There's only some pairs that are inclined one with the other, like kusmin sa'irim v'chuli. So male, this brisa cannot be talking about legabe the din of tayrim min al minay, because there, you don't have this din that sa'irim amitzarif with everything except for chitim. Sa'irim would be considered kilayim with shibay l'shol and shifayin. So while there is a Rashi in Pesachim that learns this brisa of Kusvim min Chitim and Shabal Shuv Shifim min Sarim Lagabi being Tarim min Alminai, Rav Yishayim learned this brisa is Tomatir of Chalom. And while there is a Rashi here, that's not like Rashi in Pesachim, it's still Rashi in Pesachim that learns that the mission of Mitztarfim Zem Zem means Kasei to the brisa. It doesn't mean it's mistarif completely one with the other, everyone with every other one. Only Alpi the Seidan at the Brisa says what's mistarif with what. But also Rav Yishayim learned that mistarif from Zem Zem means completely. So we have this problem that the Mishnah says they're completely mistarif and the Brisa gives a Seid to have them mistarif. There's one other pshat in the Yishayim that the Ramban in Hilchas Chalam in Bechairis and also the Sefer Yashar Ben Etam Simon Tafkuf Yud Beis, and the Yerayim in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Ches brings a Rishayim that holds that Mistarifim Zeh doesn't mean Lagabe the Chi of Chala. Mistarifim Zeh means Lagabe the Isser of Chadash, or the Isser of Maisa Sheni Chutz L'chayma, or the Isser of Chumul Lazarim, or whatever it is, it's Mistarif to get Malkus. But Lagabe Chala, it's not Mistarif Zeh, only the way the Brisa says. But the Rishayim don't like that pshat because what's it doing here in the Mishnah of Challah? It's a Mishnah in Challah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that these things are Chayiv and Challah, Mistarif and Zem Zem. Of course it means Lagabe Challah. So far, three pshatim in the Mishnah and Brisa, which Rishayim don't agree with. One pshat is Rashi over here, that the Brisa is a pirish to the Mishnah. Actually, the Gayin in the Mishnah in Challah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Shteis Elio, he says that there is a man, Yom and Yushalmi, that says that pshat. But that the Brisa is a pirish in a mission doesn't mean mistarif from Zem Zem completely. It means only Alpi the Seder, which is in the Brisa, which is Rashi here, and perhaps one pshat in the Yerushalmi. But Rav Yishayim understand mistarif from Zem Zem means totally. We have a pshat of Rashi and Sachim that this Brisa is b'chol not talking about Tzirif l'gabe Chala. This Brisa is talking about Terim min al Minay, but the Yishayim are bothered. They're on him Sachim. And Taisus here, that Lagabi Tarim Min Al Minay, they're not Mitztarif, you don't say that the Sarim works with everything except for Chitim. You need it to be that it's not Klayim Zebazeb, and the Mishnah and Klayim give a different order of what's Klayim Zebazeb, much more limited. And we have the third shot, that Mitztarifim Zebazeb doesn't mean Lagabi Chalo. But Rav Yishayim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rosh, Taisus here, the Rash, the Smag, Rav Rubam of the Yishayim, and that's how it is in the Tur, in the Yeridayasim, Reish Tzadik Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch, and there's the Psak Halacha, saying that the Teretz is like the Yishalmi says in Challah. The Yishalmi says, is the difference between if it's Bolul or Nashach. Bolul means that you take all these grains, and you mix them together and make one big dough out of them, and then everything's mitzaref with everything, even Chitin, and Sairim, or Chitim, and Shibay L'Shul, and everything, they all mitztarif together, they make one big dough, it's bol, then mitztarif. Now there's a Mishnah in Challah, which is Gimel Mishnah Zayin, which is brought in the Gemara in Zvachim, Nafayin Ches, which says that even if you mix Chitim with Eiriz, it's mitztarif. It's Chayiv B'Challah. Is it else tam ke iker? Because since you could taste the chitim, it's like the whole thing is chitim. Or is it another svar Rishayim say, Shalmi svar, that it's greira, that once you mix the iris with the chitim, even the iris could be bala de chimitz. Al kabanim, even chitim with something besides for the five is mitztarif, which is a little shver, sudam lecha shleimai, in the Mishnah in Challah asked it for akasha, that why do we say these five are mitztarif zem zem, even chitim and iris are mitztarif with each other. But Al Kulpanim, the Teretz says that by bol, when you mix them all together, they're all mitztarif. Chit them with everything, sarim with everything, everything's mitztarif with everything. And what's the case where they're not mitztarif only kaseda the way the Brisa said it? That's the case by noshuch. Where you have separate doughs. You made separate doughs, one dough out of chitim, one dough out of sarim, and you put them together, and touching together is not enough, but they're actually absorbed one in the other a little bit. That's noshuch. So there, it could be considered the same dough, it could be considered one big dough, if it goes alpi the Seder, that Kusmin is min chitim, that chitim is not mitzaref with anything except for Kusmin, Rasheng and Serim is mitzaref with everything except for chitim, and whether Shibayla, Shul, and Shifanam mitzaref with each other is a machlaikis Rishaynim, Falakoponim, it goes with the Seder of the Braisa by Noshach. But Stam, Chitim and Sarim together, if they're two different doughs, they weren't bowled together, and they're just Noshach together, then that's not Mitzdarif. And Pashtus, the Tam is, because it has to be one dough. Just like you find other dinim, you find the din, let's say the two doughs belong to two different people and they're makbin on each other, so don't become one dough. There's no chiyuv chala b'chai gavna. It's not called a shir. In order to have a shir, chiyuv chala, it has to be one dough. If you have two doughs, neither of them a chiyuv chala, if it's considered two different doughs, so then you don't have a shir. So nothing's chiyuv in chala. It has to be considered one big dough. So there, if the minim are similar to each other, so they could become one big dough. If the vart is, you need a bunch of things that are mechuyiv together in order to be chayiv and chal. So all of them are mechuyiv together. All of them are mechuyiv. So merely you have together a full shear of things that are mechuyiv. But that's not enough. If you have, even if they would all be be'etzim mechuyiv, but if they're not mitzdarif together to make one dough, that's not considered nisi. You need every say sechem. You need a dough which has chameshis rivam, which has a shir chala, 43 bein. If that's considered one big dough, so then it's chayiv chala. If not, if it's two doughs, and they're not considered, they're not mitzdarif together to make it one dough, you don't have an every say sechem with a shir chala. Now the Brisker Rav points out a big chiddush in this inyan. He points out it's not a shear in how much you need that's mechuyiv in challah to have a chiyuv challah. It's only a shear in the size of the dough. Rings Taisus talks about a case, and the Shita Mekubetzis is the one that reads this halacha. Let's say you have like this. Let's say you have a third of the shear challah of chitim, and a third of the shear challah sa'irin, and a third of the shear challah kusman. Now chitim and sa'irin can't be mitzarif one with the other, but kusim can be mitzdarif with either of them. So if you have, let's say, half the shir chala chitim, half the shir chala sa'irim, half the shir chala kusmin, and you put them together in that order, the chitim touching the kusmin touching the sa'irim, so then everything is chayiv and chala, because the chitim and the kusmin combine to be chayiv and chala, and that whole dough is chayiv and chala, and the sa'irim and the kusmin combine to be chayiv and chala, so everything is chayiv and chala. But let's say you have a third of a shir chitim, a third of a shir sa'irim, and in the middle, a third of a shir kusman. So it's mavur in the Yishalmi, and the Shita Megibetzis brings this, that the kusman are chayiv and chala. Even though you don't have a full 43 bayim that are mechuyiv and chala, because you just have a third of that, but if from the kusman's perspective, you have a full dough, because the kusman could be considered one dough with the chitim, the kusman could also be considered one dough with the sa'irim. So as far as the kusman are concerned, we have a full dough. From the chitim's perspective, we don't. Because the chitim, even though it can be mistarif with the kusman, but they can't be mistarif with the sa'irim. So as far as the chitim are concerned, we only have the chitim and the kusman. As far as the sa'irim are concerned, we only have the sa'irim and the kusman, which is not a shir chala. But as far as the kusman are concerned, the kusman can be mistarif with both chitim and sa'irim. So male, the kusman is chayiv and chala, but not the chitim and not the sa'irim. Tremendous chiddush. Hazak the Rav, you see this, you sign. You don't need that the whole dough should be chayiv and chal. It doesn't have to be. The yisayin adavar is, if you have something which is part of a dough of that size, and benegei that thing, it has a full dough of that size, so that part is chayiv and chal. So the shear is not a shear in how much you need to be chayiv and chal. The shear is just a shear in the dough, how big the dough has to be. Well, I want to use this to answer the Minchas Chinuch kasha. There's a Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah yud about matzah, that's bothered with the shayla. How do we know that by matzah, all the different grains are mitzayif one with the other? It says the Mishnah Psachim is very interesting. The Mishnah Psachim by Maror says that all the five things are mitzayif with each other. All the five species of maror, chazeres and charchavina and all those things, tamcha, they're all mitzdarif together. You could eat part of the kizayis from each one of them and be yotzi yichi of maror. But by matzah, the Mishnah doesn't say it. So the Ran says, the Mishnah doesn't say it by matzah because it's pashit. By maror, you would think that the different tastes are mevatel each other. By matzah, it's pashit, that it's mitzdarif together. So the Menachas Chinuch is bothered. Why is it Pashit? Mehecha Teisa, it's Pashit. If it doesn't say it anywhere, so Mehecha Teisa, he says it's actually a Raisa and Brachas Daf Laman Zayinim and Beis, which is a Machlekes Rashi and Teisa is what it means. It says, Likit Mikulam Kazayis the Yetzidei Chavasa B'Pesach. Teisa learns it means, Mamish this din, that if you can take from all the five grains, a Kazayis, he eats the Mitzvah's Matzah. So Raisa is according to Teisa, a Raisa went and told it to you. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi and the Rambam, the Pshat in the Gemara means different. Menachas, whatever it is. So there is nothing in Shas which tells you that it's all Mitzdarif together. Elamai, you going to say it's Pashit? He wants to know, why is it Pashit? You see, by Chalon, not all Mitzdarif together. I mean, by Bol, maybe it's Pashit. But by Nashuch, if you would take the five grains together and make a multi-grain matzah, that might be Pashit. But if you have five different matzahs, each one less than a kezayis, one from wheat and one from barley and one from spelt, whatever it is, how do we know it's mistarif? By challah it's not mistarif. Maybe there's a limud of lechem from challah and it's not mistarif by matzah also. That's why he's mayrich about it. He's not sure. Lamaisa, no one says, the paiskim don't say anywhere that it's not mistarif, or certainly they would have to even read ice that the chidim is mistarif with the chidim is not mistarif with anything except kusmin, and Sarim is mitzvah, they would have to read it ice like by Challah. No one reads it ice. But he wants to know, how do we know? I mean, we're talking about being Yates in the midst of Matzah here. How do we know to be Mekel to mitzvah them all together? But Lefid Vareinu, Lefid what the Brisk Rav is saying, and what's the Chorim of Ur from Taisus from the Yishalmi, by here, the lack of Tzirif, it's not a din in the Etzim Tzirif. It's a din in the dough. It's a din in the size of the dough. It can't be considered one dough. By matzah, it's b'chal not shayach. By matzah, you don't need one matzah. You need achila. Achila has to be a kezayis. Good. You ate a kezayis. Like the Ran says, it's pashit. I ate a kezayis of matzah. Chitim is called matzah. Sarim is called matzah. It's all called matzah. I ate a kezayis of matzah. There's mamash no reason why it shouldn't be mitzdarif. You can't learn it out from challah. Challah is a shear in the etzim dough, not a shear in how much you need to be mechuyev. It's a shear in the size of the dough. What's called the dough, legabe challah? Adrabba, like we're saying by the kusmin, if you have that size of the dough, even the kusmin alein will be chayev. Even though the chitim and serim attack are going to be butter, just the kusmin are going to be chayev, but it's considered a dough. Because from the kusmin's perspective, it's mistarif with the chitim, mistarif with the serim, you have a full dough here. So male is not shak to learn out from matzah. Matzah is b'chlal no such din. Matzah is, you need an achilah's matzah, and achilah pachas b'kazayis. Eidah kazayis of matzah. There'll be mamish no makam not to say it's tzirif b'chlal. Now the Gemara goes vayta, on the Mishnah mitzdarifim zem zeh. The Gemara says, tana, ha-tvua v'akmacha v'abetzeka is mitzdarifim zem zeh. That tvua, grain, Kamachim, flour, betzek is dough, three stages of the grains, that when they're actual grain kernels, or when they're flour, or when they're dough, they're all mitzdarif together. So the Gemara lemay helchusa. The Gemara says, four pshatim. Rav Kana says, legabe chadash, that if you eat grain, flour, and dough of chadash, it's mitzdarif. And Rav Yosef says, in yichamis v'pesach, that if you have a chametz stick of grain, chametz stick of flour and chametz stick of dough, it's all mitzdarif. Rav Papa says in Yemaisa Sheni, if you ate a chutz l'chayma, and Rava says in Tumas Eichlin, and the Gemara says about Rava, what's the chiddush of all mitzdarif? To tell you that tvu k'machem dumi de betzekos, that you need the uchle be'ena, that you don't count the klipa to be part of the Tumas Eichlin, the Gemara was a chotin lach and yavish. So the Karenari is ma'ir. I mean, the mitzdarif, the tvuas, k'machem and betzekes, the mitzdarif, everything. Why are the Meron bringing all four different things? Are they arguing? Are they saying that it's not mitzdarif in the other case? I've added a mitzdarif in Gansen. Now the shail is, what's the chiddush? It's pashit. What's the difference if it's tvu, if it's kemach, if it's batzek? What's the chiddush b'chlal in the whole mitzdarif? So each one, the Gemara, each Amayra figured that this case would be a chiddush. So Tumas Eichel, the Gemara says the Chiddush, because other Abba, by Tumas Eichel, Gemara didn't know a Chiddush, the Gemara said the Chiddush, that has to be Bein, eh? And Chadash, the Karen Ayer says that the Chiddush is that the Pasuk says really three lavim. Lechem, Kali, and Karmel. Lechem is like a dough, betzekes. Kali and Karmel are grains. They're roasted grains or soft grains. So you would think that two different Isurim, two different lavim, they're not mitzdarif. Kamashmal and then mitzdarif. And Chametz or Pesach could be a Chiddush because it's a whole different type of a chimutz. You might think it's a different type of a chametz. If you have a dough that became chametz, it's very different than a wheat, which water came on it and got chametz that way. You think it's a whole different type of chametz, a different brand of chametz that's not mitzdarif together. And Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz L'Chaim, he says he doesn't understand the Chiddush. Why would Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz L'Chaim be different? Why wouldn't you say Arla, Klai Akerim, Truma Tumeya, any type of Isser that could be with wheat? You could say a chiddush at them itzdarif, and the chayr, what's the chiddush bichlal? And imtim seloimar, it's tam a chiddush by isurim, so why dafka ma'aseh sheni chutz l'chayim? It doesn't have a pshat. But just to shtel sich a little bit on chadash, the Briski Rav says a shein is ach. He says like this, and he says the Rambam counts three separate mitzvahs loisa says by chadash. And loisa say ti lechem, loisa say ti kali, and loisa say ti karmel. Three separate loisa says in the minyan of Taryag. Not like other Rishonim before the Rambam that only counted it as one. And Hu Adin, he counted three separate Loisa says, Legabe Maisa Sheni, Amdogan Tirish and Yitzel, Esucha Lecha B'Shrecha Maisa Degoncha Tireshka Vitzarecha, he counted it as the three Loisa says. And he explains in Sherish Tashi, why did he count it as three? Why isn't it all one Isser, one Lav to eat Chadash, or one Lav not to eat Maisa Sheni? So he said, the Gemara increases that faith, says, learns that from a pasuk, dashens the psukim, that you get malchus on each one. You get malchus, if a person eats kali, lechem, kali, and karmel, he gets malchus, three malchus, one for lechem, one for kali, one for karmel, one for dagan, one for tirish, one for yitzer. So since the Gemara dashens the psukim, learns that from the Ribu Yakra, that you get malchus for each one, so in them state, that's a separate mitzvah. Such state in the Rambam, and Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam in Asogis has a kasha. He says the Gemara darshins from the Pasuk that if you cut the two payas harayish, you chayav on each paya. If you cut the two payas harayish, you chayav on each paya. So why don't you count that as two mitzvahs? You cut the two payas harayish, you chayav on each paya. You should be counted as two mitzvahs. Well, the Gemara says if you scratch five scratches on a mace, you chayav for each scratch. So you see that you can have a Ribu Malkus even though it's clearly the same Isser. So what's the Raya from Ribu Malkus to say that it's a separate mitzvah? That's Frek the Ramban on the Rambam. So Frek the Briski Rav, the Ramban is a Gansen Bilti Muvan. Of course it's Shayach that the Gemara should darshan that if you're over on one Isser in two different Eifanim in two different times, you should get two Malkus. Of course it's Shayach such a thing. Like five sweetness on a mace, or a chayiv on the two payas, of course it's shayach such a thing. But that's only one shame. That's only one lav. There's a lav. Loisa kifu pas reishchem. There's not a lav. The Torah never says, don't cut the right pay and the left payah. Torah never says, don't do this sweet and that sweet. The Torah just says, marba, another malchus for a different sweet, fine. But here, the yisoid why you're getting another malchus is because it's another shame. The Torah is saying, lechem leisaychel, kali leisaychel, and karmel leisaychel. The Gemara is dashing from the psukim. As though you'll say, maybe it's all one shame. Lechem, kali, and karmel, all together leisaychel. But the Gemara has a ribu akra. That no, it's a separate lav for each one. So the Rambam does haste. That the three separate lavim. There's a lav nati lechem, a lav nati kali, and another lav nati karmel. Because otherwise, you wouldn't get two malkis. The Yisayid, why you're getting two Malkis is because it's a different shame, because it's a different lav. So what's Pshat in the Ramban's Asaga? So Zog the Riska Rav, the Emes says it's not two different shames. Even the Rambam holds it's not two different shames. You see that from Agamar. Because Agamar is saying that Tvuas K'machem and B'tzekes are Mitztarif L'nyan Chadash. Even though the Tvu is Kali and Karmel, and the betzekis is lechem, and the mitzdarif. If it's two shemos, they're not mitzdarif. if you eat a chatzis zayis of chaylev and chatzis zayis of dam, it's not mitzdarf. If you eat a chatzis zayis chaz and chatzis zayis of ale, it's not mitzdarf. Why should lechem and koli and chaymel be mitzdarf? And Terry says it's one shame. And he says it's even more clear by dog and tirish and yitzar. Because Ravi Shainim hold that dog and tirish and yitzar are the only things that are mechuyiv and meiser. But the Rambam himself doesn't hold that way. The Rambam Hilchos Trumos holds that peiris are also mechuyiv and meiser midiraisa. Now let's say somebody eats peiris of meiser sheni, which are not dog and tirish and yitzar. He doesn't get malchus? Of course he gets malchus. So which shame is it? It's not dogon. It's not tirish. It's not yitzar. So why does he get malchus? Elamai, there's no such thing. It's not the pshad that there's a lav nati dogon, another lav nati tirish, another lav nati yitzar. Avada the lav is nati maisa sheni. Now the ribi akra is that you get a separate malchus for dogon, tirish, and for yitzar. And the same thing with chadash. Avada, it's not pshad that there's one lav nati lechem, another lav nati koli, another lav nati caramel. Avada not. There's a lav nati chadash. The din of lechem koli v'charmel you get three malchus is only a ribui legabe malchus. V'haraya, you see it's mitzdarif together. He said that the Milchus Chinuch says that it's not mitzdarif together. Milchus Chinuch is oimid on the shayla in Parshas Emor by the lav of Chadash, and he says he thinks that when it says that they're mitzdarif together, it means just that all five minim are mitzdarif, but not that the tefuah and the Kemach and the Pesachus and Mitzdarif one with the other. But the Biskrav says not true. The Rambam's Mefurish. In Perek Yudal, Alachas Mechal, Sesuris, Alacha, Hey, the Rambam's Mefurish that everything's Mitzdarif. The Tvuas, Pesachus, and Kemach are Mitzdarif, Zem, Zeh. The Kaimitz Mincha in the Minchas Chinuch, he was Chayzer. He said, no, they are Mitzdarif together. He tells Su that you see, even the Vela and Trefa, the Rambam says there, Mechal, Sesuris, and Mitzdarif together. It's an Arichas, it's a Makaris from the Sifri. But the insight is that it's really one shame. It's really one shame. It's a shame chadash. It's a shame ma'aseh sheni. It's just a ribui linyan malchus. And that's the Ramban's kasha, that a ribui linyan malchus doesn't make it a separate mitzvah. Good. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that since vi nishvi, the Torah is considering it ki'ilu its different shemais, legabe, that you get malchus in each one, that goof is going to affect the minyan of tayag mitzvahs that they can be considered a separate mitzvah, a separate leisasei. But that's the big chiddush here, that the kamachim, tvuas and betzekis and mitzdarif, linyan chadash, because be'etzim the Torah says three things, lechem, koli, and charmel, and the Gemara in Krisa says you get malchus for each one. So you would think they're different shameless. Kamash, but no, they're the same shame, there's one shame chadash, it's just the ribi for malchus. And now let's start the ikas sugi of ksiris ha'imer, which is, starts on daf ayin, it goes to daf ayin aleph. The Mishnah had said, that these five things, the Chidun, the Sarim, the Kusim, the Shabbat, the Shul, and the Shifain, they have, one of the things they have in common is that you can't, our Girs in the Mishnah is, you can't cut them before the Omer and eat them before Pesach. That's a little bit Shver the Girsa, that seems to be Rashi's Girsa. But L'chair, if you're going to say that you can't eat them before Pesach, it sounds like you could eat them before the first day, could eat them on the first day of Pesach, which is not true. So Taisus is Geiris Vakeret. You can't cut them before Pesach or eat them before the Omer. Because the end of Pshat is that you can't cut them before Pesach and you can't cut them on the first day of Pesach because it's Yom Tif. The only Shaila is a Meitzi Yom Tif until you cut the Omer, so that the Mishnah wasn't medactic on. So the Gemara first wanted to say that what does it mean Kaidim L'Omer, a Machlekis, Rabbi Yainam, and Rabbi Yisri Bazavda if it means Kaidim Ksiris Omer or Kaidim Avos Omer. So Rashi learns it's going on Achila, and the Machloikis is if it means that the Achila is Mutta by Heir and Mizrach, and that's what the Gemara is calling Ksiris Ha'imer, even though you have to wait from Ksiris Ha'imer till Heir and Mizrach, but the Mishnah doesn't mention it because sometimes they cut it very late at night. And the other man, the Yama, holds you need Havas Ha'imer, you need the Ha'imer Mamish, like Rav and Shmuel, that you need the actual Havas Ha'imer b'zman de'ik Ha'imer. And Taisus holds, no, that's not the Gemara's Havamin. The Gemara's Havamin was discussing the Issek Tzira. Is the Issek Tzira, when does that take place? Does the Issek Tzira take place until the Ksira Ha'imer, or no? That you're not allowed to do the Ksira of anything of any of the Tefuah Chadasha until the Havah Sa'imer. But that's all in the Havamina. In the Maskana, the Gemara is Medayik, since we're saying two different times, one Lefnei Pesach and one Kaidim Ha'imer, obviously the Ktsira and the Achila are obviously two different Eterim. So the Ktsira is totally in the Ktsira Sa'imer, and the Isser Achila is totally in the Avah Sa'imer. So that's the Maskana, that the Isser Ktsira is already Mutter b'time b'shas Ktsira Sa'imer. There's a Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says Mefurish that you can't cut the Tefuah Chadash until the Ktsira Sa'imer, and the Kesef Mishnah says he doesn't understand the Rambam. The Maskana Sa'gemari is that the Isser is until the Avah Sa'imer. But everyone's very bothered with the Kesef Mishnah, whether you learn the Havmina like Rashi, that we're discussing the Achila, or you learn the Havmina like Taisus, that we're discussing the Ksira, but the Maskana clearly is that the Isser Achila is totally in the Avah, and the Isser Ksira is totally in the Ksira. Everyone asks this kasha on the Kesef Mishnah, the Taisus Yamtif, the Shagis Aryeh, the Mechas Chinuch, Hachreinim asks this kasha. So Al Kolpanim, that seems to be clear, that when is it mutter to do the ktsira of the Tefuah Chadasha? After the ktsira Sa'imer, you have to wait for the Avah Sa'imer. So what is the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef bar Zavda? The machlekes is, it says in the Mishnah that when the Tefuah is nishrash kaidim ha'imer, then there's no issa chadash on it. So the question is, what does it mean kaidim ha'imer? So the Mari says it's a machlekes. Does it mean kaidim ktsira Sa'imer? Or does it mean kaidim havah asaimer? The Gemara brings the machlekes and is not machriya. So the Shagas Ayeh, he has in the Chuvus Chadashis, he has a kuntrus linyan chadash. It's in Simon Hay. He stels the chab in the shayli. He doesn't understand how there could be a machlekes. He says first the Gemara doesn't explain what isser are we discussing, requiring hashrasha. That's a machlekes if the hashrasha is kaidim the ksira or kaidim the havah. Are we talking about the isser ketsira? The Isser of Ksiris Chadash Kaidim Ha'imer, we're talking about the Isser Achila. He says, Mimanav Shach, and he says it's very stark. He says, if the Ksira of the Ha'imer is Matir Ksiris Chadash, so obviously, the Hashrasha you need in order for it not to have an Isser Ksira is the Hashrasha Kaidim the Ksira, because you need the Ksira to be Matir it. What would be the Svara to say that if it's Nishrash Kaidim the Havah, so then it won't have an Issa Ksira? Why not? What was matter it? The Ksira was done before the Ashrasha. How could the Ashrasha Kaidim Na'avah have a Het Ksira? The Het Ksira is telling the Ksira Sa'imah, not Na'avah Sa'imah. And if we're talking about the Issa Achilas Chadash, Zakhti Shagash also, that Avada is totally in Ashrasha Kaidim Na'avah Sa'imah. Because Na'avah Sa'imah is matter the Chadash. That's what's matter the Chadash. Why should you need a Hashrasha Kaidim the Ksira? The Ksira is not Matir Chadash. The Havah is Matir Chadash. Why should you possibly need a Hashrasha Kaidim the Ksira? That's Vekta Shagasai. So he says a very interesting chat in the Gemara. He says, La'olam avada, the Ksira is totally in Hashrasha Kaidim the Ksira. If it's not, doesn't have a Hashrasha Kaidim the Ksira, avada will have an Issa Ksira. And they're arguing about an Issa Achila. And Achila also, Avadi need the Ashrasha to be before the matter. So what's the machlekes? Why does the man the omen that says Kaidim Ksira, why does he say Kaidim Ksira, the Avah is the matter? He says, that's good for the machlekes. What's matter Achila? The man the omen that says Kaidim the Avah, holds the Avah is matter Achila. The man the omen that says Kaidim Ksira, he holds that Heir Mizrach is matter. And Ksira means, just like Rashi said earlier, the Ksira can mean Heir HaMizrach, because the Ksira could have been done very late at night. And what it really means is that it has to be done at night before the morning. So here also, the Ashrasha has to be done Kaidim Ksira, doesn't have done Kaidim Ksira. Has to be done Kaidim Heir HaMizrach. It says Ksira, it means Heir HaMizrach, it means at night. And the Machlaikis is the same Machlaikis that we had between Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlakish, they hold Heir HaMizrach is matter. So they hold that Ashrash has to be Kaidim Heir HaMizrach. That's what it means, Kaidim Ksira. Mashain Kain, Rav and Shmuel hold the Avah, so Heir is matter. So that Ashrash has to be Kaidim Avah, and that's what it means Avah. And all this is minigay the iser achila. Minigay the iser ksira, avadin ashrosh has to be kaidin the ksira. So the Shangasai holds there's really no machlaikis when the ashrosh has to be. The machlaikis is when is the heter chal? And avada, everyone's masking that shrosh has to be before the heter is chal. So ksira, the heter is chal v'shas the ksira. So mel the shrosh has to be before the ksira. Achila, it depends. If the heter is b'heira mizrach, so then the shrosh has to be before heira mizrach. So heira mizrach can be matirit. And that's what it means, kaidim ksira. Kaidim ksira means kaidim heira mizrach. And if the heter is chal by the avar sa'imer, so the shrosh has to be before the avar sa'imer. That's a Shagasai's pshat. And this pshat, which stimmed good with the Rambam, because the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis says that the shrosh has to be kaidim ktsira. And the Rambam in the Yad, by Mechalas Asuris, he says that shrosh has to be kaidim avot. That's what he says in Ilchus Mechalas Asuris. And pshat is, yeah, in order to matter the ktsira, you need our shrosh to kaidim the ktsira. In order to matter the achila, you have to need our shrosh to kaidim the avot. And the Rambam, Tmidim u'Masafim, was talking about the ksira, he assays him a little bit, he says, Kaidim ha'aymer, and Zarek the Shagasari, he means Kaidim ksira sa'aymer. There he doesn't explain what he means. Does he mean Kaidim ksira, Kaidim ava? He's supposed to understand that since the ksira is totally in the ksira sa'aymer, Savadin ha'shrosh is Kaidim ha'aymer, meaning Kaidim ksira sa'aymer. That's what Shagasari is pshat. Now the Rishash holds la'alocha exactly like the Shagasari. That ksira is totally in ashrosha kaidim ksira, and achila is totally in ashrosha kaidim ava, with the same diukim in the Rambam that the Rambam in Pirish Mishnai says kaidim ksira, and the Rambam in Macholas Asura says kaidim ava, and he says the same thing that it's not a stira, because for the heter ksira, you need ashrosha kaidim ksira, mashenk in the heter achila, which is totally in ava, so all you need is ashrosha kaidim ava. But he's not learning exactly like the Shagasari that the machlokes is in regard to achila. It sounds like he's learning the machlokes is in regard to ketzira. And kumtais that there is a man the yomer that's mekel and says that as long as the ashrosha is kaidim, the havas ha'imer, that's good enough for the issa ketzira also. But he doesn't explain the svara for it. If Lamaisa, the ksira is matter the ksira, and this didn't have ashrosha before the ksira. It just had ashrosha before the avah, so why is it mutter according to that man the amr? But the svas emes goes exactly the opposite. The svas emes says, avada the machlokes is dafka legabe the isra achila. That one man the amr holds that the isra achila, you need ashrosha kaidim the avah, because that's what's matter achila. And one man the Yomer holds, no, you need to kaidim the ksira. And I hold that part is not so schwer, because could be the pshat is that the Eimer is matir the chadash, meaning the whole Eimer. It's not mutter till the avar, but it's the entire Eimer. It's both the ksira and the avar that's matir. So that's why in order to have a heter achila, because it's nishrish kaidim the Eimer, it has to be nishrish kaidim the ksira. Because if you don't have the ksira also, some mameli is felt in the heter. Can I say learn it? So the Svasemis learns that the whole machlekes is legabi the achila. That one man named holds of achila as long as it's nishish kaidim the avasa aimer it's mutter, because the avasa aimer is matter. And one man the amir says, no, even for the achila it has to be nishish kaidim the ksira aimer. And I would say it's not so shrey, because you need the ksira and the avasa to be matter. But the Svasemis tainis, but legabi the ksira tainit the Svasemis fakert. Everyone's masking that the ashrosha kaidim the avah sa'imer would be matir the ksira. Because he says, ksira is only something which you could bring for the aimer. And tainit the Svasemis, that if this was nishrish, even kaidim the avah sa'imer, it's not called the tfuah chadasha that you could bring for the aimer. And again, like he's bothered, because the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rama Mefurish says that for the Ksira, he has to be Nishrish Kaidim the Ksira. And he's bothered with the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rama. What's the pshat in that? L'chaya, even if it's Nishrish Kaidim the Hava, Avadi, you can't bring the Eimer from it, so Avadi didn't know it's the Ksira on it. Now, I don't know why that should be Pashit, that if it's Nishrish Kaidim the Hava, so Eimer, you can't bring the Eimer from it. Why not? If you're going to say there's no heter achila, so why don't you say it is called tefuah chadasha? Baal Kaponim, one thing we could borrow from the Sfas Emes, that there is a Svara, that even though the Ksira is totally in the Ksira, it's the Ksira Sa'ayma, it's not the Ksira of the Chadash, but if it's Nishrish Kaidim, the Avah Sa'ayma, even though it's Nishrish after the Ksira Sa'ayma, it doesn't have the Heter of the Ksira Sa'ayma, but still, it's not called Tvua Chadash that you could bring the Ayma from it, and that's why there's no Ksira. So you can learn, and there are Shash, that that's good for the Machlaikis. So let's conjure over what we have till now. The Shagas Ari Nemzon, that Lekuli Alma, you need that Shrasha Kaidim the Ksira to matter Ksira Saimer, you need that Shrasha Kaidim Nava to matter Achilas Chadash, and the Machlaikis is just what's matter the Achila, the Ava, Oheir, and Mizrach, that's the Shagas Ari's chat. The Rishash learns that the Machlaikis is what's matter the Ksira, Ashrasha Kaidim the Ksira or Ashrasha Kaidim Nava. Lekuli Alma, Ashrasha Kaidim Nava is matter Achila, the Machlaikis is what's matter Ksira. And the Sfas Emes says, Mamrish Punk Faket, Lekuli Alma, Ashrasha Kaidim Nava is matter the Ksira, because it's not Tvua Chadash, you can't bring an aim from it. And the Machlaikis is what's matter Achila. To matter Achila, do you need the Ashrasha Kaidim Nava? Or do you need the Ashrasha to be Kaidim the Ksira? And like I said, I don't think it's so schwer, because maybe you need both the Ksira and Nava to be matter the Chadash. But the Brisker Rav, he's Medayik from the Rambam, that Achila and Ksira have the same din. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, Tvua Shishrisha Kaidim Ha'aymer Aymer Matira, Vimlav Asa Lekaitcha, The Rambam says if it wasn't a shrisha kaidim ayim, it's asa to eat it, kederech asa to cut it, kederech asa la'echla. Why did the Rambam say kederech asa la'echla? We know that chadash is asa to eat. And he already said that there's an isik siru also. What did he want to be meisif? He already said before, asa liksir beitz yisrael, min mechamej min adagim kaidim ksiru sa'aymer, and now he's saying tfuah shishrisha kaidim ayimer, Zakta the Rambam Avada means that what tvua has an isik tzira? Whatever tvua has an isra achila, that's the tvua that has an isik tzira. And as Avi said in Machalas Asuris, that the isra achila is totally in Ashrasha Kaidim Ava Asaimir, so Avada isik tzira is also that way. And Zakta Briskirav, what's the svara? Why should the Isik Tzira be tolling this Achila? Zakta Briskirav Pashit. Because the Isik Tzira is only on Chadash. That is the Isik Tzira. You can't cut the Tvua Chadasha. What constitutes Tvua Chadasha, Benigay, the Isik Tzira? The Isra Achila. Whatever is called Chadash, the guy with Isra Achila, so that's Chadash. Chadash has an Isik Tzira. Whatever is not called Chadash, the guy with Isra Achila, is not called Chadash. Period. So, Kum Tais, the Brisker of Tain is that the Machlaikis in the Gemara is both the Isra Achila and the Isser Ksira. They're both totally Habaha. The Rambam's Psak is like the man the Yom, it's totally Nashrasha Kaidim Nava. Nava is Matir, Hava Sa'imer is Matir L'Achila, and therefore if it's Nishrish Kaidim Nava, it becomes Mutav Achila. And if it's Mutav Achila, Memel it's Mutav Ksira. It's not Chadash. Even though it was Nishrish after the Ksira. But the Issa Ksira is totally on the Shem Chadash. Shem Chadash is totally on the Din Achila. And the other man the Amma holds, that Lagabit Isra Achila also, you need the Ksira. And I said, I don't think it's so schwer in Svara, because the other man the Amma holds, that it's not only the Avod is Matin, Avod finishes the Heter. But you need the Ksira also for the Heter. So you need the Nishrish Kaidim Aksira. And if it's Nishrish Kaidim Aksira, then it's Yashan. But if it's Nishish after the Ksira, so it's Chadash. If it's Chadash, it's Chalon, it's a Ksira. And not like the Sves Emes of Andi, you could bring it for the Aymer then. He says the Pshat, calls the Omer Agra, it says there. I don't know where it says this in the Gain, where the Makar for the Gain is. He says it's all B'Shem the Gain. That the Machlaikis is by both Achila and Ksira, and they're both Tali in the same thing. Is it Chadash or not? If Nishish Kaidim Hava is Matra Achila, Memel it's Matra Ksira, because it's Yashan. And if it's Nishrash, and if you need Nishrash Kaidim Ksira, you need Nishrash Kaidim Ksira for the Achila also. There's a very shayna shtickle from the Shevet Alevi, Chuvin the Shevet Alevi from Rav Shmuel Vazna. It's in Chelik Beis, Yodei Simon Kuf Samach. He goes through the whole sugi. He was mamish mechavin to this brisky rav b'shem the Gayan. He said it on his own. He says a little different hesbet in what I'm saying. He wants to say, to argue on the Shagas Aryeh, that it's not the pshat, the ksiris, tali in the ksira, and the achilis, and the isra achilis, tali in the ashrasha kaidam avam. He says it's not the pshat that the aimer is matir. The question is, what svar tfu is it? Is it tfu a chadasha or tfu a yeshana? So the shayla is, we learn that from the pasuk, that nishish kaidam aimer is tfu a yeshana, and nishish afterwards is tfu a chadasha. And the Isser of both the Ksira and the Achila is totally as it needs Tvul Chadasha. Tvul Yishana is no Isser. But it's not the Pshat that there's a Matir and the Ksira is Matir the Ksira. That's only when you have already the Tvul Chadasha, then the Ksira is Matir the Ksira and the Avah is Matir Achila. But the question of the Ashrasha Kaidim, Ha'aymer, is nothing to do with the Matir that you need the Ksira to Matir what's Nishrish Kaidim the Ksira. And the avod to be matter, the avod to be matter with snishus kaidim the avod ba'achila. It's not totally in that. But the emphasis is the lashon of the Mishnah is not the way. The lashon of the Mishnah is nishus kaidim ha'omer ha'omer matira. It sounds like it is a chalois het of the omer. So you could say the way we're saying it. That one man the omer holds that the chalois het is chalan avod, and that's when it's matered ba'achila. And once it's matered ba'achila. So Mamela, it's not Chadash. If it's not Chadash, it won't have a Issa Ksira. It doesn't need something to be matter the Ksira. And one man never holds that even to be mattered for Achila, it has to be Nishish Kaidim Ksira, because you need the Ksira and the Avot to matter Achila. So Mamela, if it wasn't Nishish Kaidim Ksira, it doesn't have any Heter. That's what Abisky Rav learns. And it's Mavur in the Kasif Mishnah, and the Gayin also Mafurish, that the machloikis is a machloikis b'negeya the heter achila, that the man the omer that holds you need kaidim ksira holds you need nishrish kaidim ksira for the heter achila. That's mamish mefurish in the Gayin and the Kesef Mishnah also, and it's mefurish in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis that you need the nishrish kaidim ksira to be matter the ksira. So merely you put them together, you have like the Brisker Rav, and the machloikis is like both, and the diuk of the Rambam that he has a klara diuk. And the Rambam says that it was Nishrish Achar HaOmer, it's also the Ksir Kamaisha, also the Achila, that the Issa Ksir Nechila Tali HaBaha, they have the same din of Ashrasha. Now, B'negei, the Issa Ksir Kaidim HaOmer, the Achrainim discuss, is the Issa Ksir only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim when they had a HaOmer, or is the Issa Ksir even Bizman HaZeh? The Shagas Aryeh, and the Shagas Aryeh Chadashim and his Kunchus by Chadash, he says that the Issa is even Bizman HaZeh. It's in Simen Ches. And it brings a raya because we're talking about the Anshei Yerichai. And the Gemara says the Anshei Yerichai were Kaitrim because you couldn't bring the Omer from there. And Taisus, on Amud Beis, who are Maskel, Umatirim Gamziyas Shel Hektish, he asks Akasha that why weren't they Mechal Shavaman Al Shavapruta, the Bizman HaZeh Shari Afilu Chathchila. So clearly he's naming on the Anshei Yerichai where Bizman HaZeh, Bizman the Beis HaMikdash wasn't Kayim, and still we're discussing the Issa Ksira Sa'imer. So you see, Klar, there is an Issa Ksira Sa'imer, Bizman HaZeh. The Mishkan's Yankov also, Yeridei Simon Samak Zayin, clears to say that it's also Bizman HaZeh. The Kayanari talks about it here. Rav Achrenim seemed told it is also Bizman HaZeh. Like we said, the Shagashaya, the Mishkan's Yankov, the Kayanari clears about it. The Eilu Shleimei names the Nun. The Torah is run in Masech Leschala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. He brings a raya that it's also even Mizman HaZeh. He says, Hashem HaChakir. What's the Chakir? What's a Tullian if it's also even Mizman HaZeh? He says, it depends. How do you learn up the Issa Ksira? Is it the Pshat is that Chadash has an Issa Ksira? And you need the Oymet to be matter it. So that Lechay would apply even Mizman HaZeh. If Chadash has an Issa Ksira, you need the Oymet to be matter, that would apply even Mizman HaZeh. Now the Karen Arya says, what's the Pshat? Bizman HaZeh, you don't have a Ksiris HaOmer to matter it. So if there is a Issa Ksiris HaOmer Bizman HaZeh, you need the Ksiris HaOmer to matter. You don't have a Ksiris HaOmer to matter. But Lechari, you have to say that as AV, Lagabe the Issa Achila, we say that Bizman there's no Omer, so then Heir and Mizruch is matter. So the Ksir is not worse than that. So Mela, when there's no Omer, the day, the Omer is matter. The Etzim HaOmer HaZeh is matter the Ksir also. Now the pshat is, if it's be'etzim and isek tzira, so then that would apply in mizman hazeh. Mashenkin, if you learn that it's a din that the oimer has to be reishis ketzircha. The oimer has to be first. So that's when you're gonna, when you be kaitz to the oimer, so the oimer has to be first. Mashenkin, if you're not being kaitz to the oimer, so then there's no problem of reishis ketzircha. So that would be mutter. That's what the Rishash says. The Rishash says that Bizman is there is mutter. He's one of the few achrenim that say, Kloy, Bizman is there, there is no esiksir kaidim aimer. Because the din is reishis ketzircha. If the aimer has to be first. If there's no aimer, so there's no first. So then you can be kaitz whenever you want. But Zag the Torah is wrong, if you're going to learn that that's not the pshat. I mean, the drush is from reishis, but it's not the pshat, the aimer has to be first. The pshat is you need a matter. You need the Ksiris Aymah to be matter. So Bizman is no Aymah, so the Aym can be matter. But the Pshat is even Bizman Azeh, there'd be an Issa. He brings that the Gayin in the Bira Agron Yushalmi learns up a Yushalmi there in Chala that we're talking about Mamish Bizman Azeh, and he's discussing when the Ksir is mutter. The Gayin, he holds it also Mavur that there's the Issa Bizman Azeh. Now there's also a Shailah, now Chayinim speak about, is there an Issa Ksiris, is there an Issa Ksira B'chutzlaritz? The Rambam is mefurish in Tzmidu Musafim, Perek Zayin Ochel Yigimel, Asa Likser Beretz Yisrael, Kaidin Lo Maksira Sahima. The Rambam is mefurish that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. But the Achreinim say that the Pshat is, because the Rambam paskins that the Oymer is Eina Ba'alam Eretz Yisrael. It's really a machloikis later, that Pegimel Midbeis, if the Oymer is Ba'am Yichutz Laretz or not. So the Rambam who paskins that the Oymer comes only from Eretz Yisrael, so it's Pashat, there's no Issek Sira, the Chutz Laretz, because just like you kaitzrim the base of shlachim v'sheb ha'amokim, just like you kaitzer the places where you don't bring the aimer from, so chutzar is the place where you don't bring the aimer from with that's the Rambam. So Avada the Rambam says the is only Beretz Yisrael. The emes is the shita mekabetzis on that pedaladim and aleph brings a machlekes rishenim, brings a ribetshuva that they want to paskin. The ribetshuva wants to paskin that you could bring the aimer from chutzlaritz. And mainly, Paskins at Lachel Lamaisa, that you can't be Kaitz of Chutzlaritz either. And the Eil HaShalem brings this. This is another Raya from a Rishon, a very Mefurish Raya, because he's clearly talking about Halacha Lamaisa. He says, so what should you do if you have to cut your Tvua before the Eimer? He says you should sell it to a guy. Do like a Mechiris Chametz of Zah, like a Arama, you're allowed to do that. And he says that there is an Issa of Chutzlaritz. Why? Because he wants to paskin like the man the Omer, the Omer is b'michutz laretz. And then he brings the Ram, that even if you hold the Omer is b'michutz laretz, there's no isek tzir b'chutz laretz. Because isek tzir is a mitzvah tliyus b'aretz. And kol mitzvah a tliyus b'aretz en neges ela b'aretz. Chadash is asim in a terah b'chol makayim, l'das rev yishayim, we spoke about in the previous shirim. The Gemara says in Kedushin is because it says Moshe v'secha. Moshe Sechem teaches you that it's an exception to the rule of mitzvahs tuyis baritz. Mashen Kain, ksira saimer, the ksira kaidim laimer, doesn't say Moshe Sechem. So Melu would follow the same rule that called mitzvahs tuyis baritz in Eges Vel Baritz. So Bekitzel Lashitas Rambam, the Paskin, say you can't bring the aimer from Chutz Laritz, it's Pashat, there's no esiksir in Chutz Laritz. Lashitas, the Tanon that hold the kubing of Chutz Laretz is a machalikas yishayin and brought in the shita mekavetzis and paid dalit. The Re says that it would be aser b'chutz laretz to be kaitzer. And the Ram says no. Since it's a mitzvah atulis baritz, kol mitzvah atulis baritz and negas ala baritz. Rada Shagasai declares that that's why it wouldn't be negay b'zman hazeh. Because b'zman hazeh, if you hold like the Rishayim, the Kedushi Rishayim, the Kitchel Rishayim, the Veloi Kitchel Asalavi, and Shumus Samayishas Bizman Azez Durabanan, so Oy Bazai, we don't have Eretz Yisrael Bizman Azez, because we don't have Kedushi's Eretz Yisrael. So Oy Bazai, the whole Eretz Yisrael is in Makim Sheyat Amevi. So well, that would be the Chayah Heter Bizman Azez to be Kaitz at Aymer. Now, before we said a Heter, because it's not Rashis Ksirchem, and now the Shagisai claims maybe because it's not Eretz Yisrael. But we had said in a previous Shia, a shtickle from a Baron, a Mishus of Baron in Zerum, that he said that this din, that Oymer, Shtei Alechem, is Ba'am in the Eretz, is not the Pshat that you need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's Tam Adin and Makim. And he brought a Raya from the chitim and yoredim ba'ovim, that it doesn't come from chutzlars, it comes from the clouds, so maybe you could bring it, it's called Meshur Seichem, and from the fact that kaidim, they went into Eretz Yisrael. Also, you see, you could bring the tvua, even though it didn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, you could bring the Ayman Shtei Alechem from it. So, Chayr Lefizeh, you could learn that Eretz Yisrael is always considered a Makam Shatta Mevi. It's not a din in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's not a din in the Makam, so maybe you wouldn't have that. So I forgot to mention before, we said before that whether the Issa Ksir is Naib is Manazes, totally. If there's an Issa Ksir that you need the Ksir Sayyim to be Matir, or it's just the Din and Rashis, the Svasemnes Tainas, that even if you say it's just the Din and Rashis, and if there's no Aymer, there'll be no Issa Ksir, but how do you know there won't be an Aymer? Mashiach could come. You've been Kaitzer now, before Pesach. Maybe Mashiach's coming tomorrow and there will be an Aymer. How do you know there won't be an Aymer? So that alone would ask her. Thus, time at this Vasemis. I want to be Meisah, but Fran, if you hold my Kriv Mafu Bishayim Bayis, so that's in the Kubi Akrova Bismanazah. So if there's any practical reason why we can't have Akrova Bismanazah, because we don't know the Makam Amazbeah, because we don't have Big Dekuna, because we have Kanam Yechasim, whatever the reason is, but that's not Be'etzim. That's Bepayel. So even if you want to say, but since Lameisah, we're not going to bring an Aymer, so it's not a problem of Rashis Ketzirchem. Thus, time to say, how do you know you won't bring an Aymer? Mashiach could come tomorrow and he'll bring the Aymer. Baal Kopanim, like we said, Alts Bizman Azeh, Roy Vachreinim Neman, there is the Issach Tzir Bizman Azeh. But Pashas, we Pashkin like the Rambam, but that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam holds that Aymer is only Bam Eretz Yisrael. And if you hold the Aymer, you Bam Mechutz Laretz, it's a Machalikis Rishainim, Neshita Nachpe Dalid, if then there'll be an Isser, even Mechutz Laretz, even Bizman Azeh. Or no, it's a mitzvah tuliyus baritz and it can only be asar baritz. Now this is all the discussion about the issek tzira deraisa. The shiny sariyeh there in his the Tshuvas HaChadoshes in the Kuntres Chodesh Siman Dalet speaks about how come it's not mavur in the paiskim an issek tzira midarabanan, that there should be an issek derabanan to do any tzira before the Omer. Because the Mishnah here in the Fayin Aleph says, "Kaitchim beis hashlochem sheba amakim, avaloi gaitchim." You could cut the tvu of the beis hashlochem sheba amakim, but you can't pile it up. The whole discussion of the Anshei Yerichai, that there were kaitchim b'tzei chachamim, and there were gaitchim shloi b'tzei chachamim, v'lamichu b'yadam, the Gemara brings down the machlekes of Meir Yehuda. And Rashi says, that the reason why they could be kaitzim based on shlochem, he says, that they should have seen the maher. Because there's a pseida. And why does Rashi mention that there's a pseida? Maybe it's mutas tamazai, because they weren't kaitzim. They were matim mishim pseida. It has to be that they didn't bring the aimer from there. Otherwise, they wouldn't be matim nisa deraisa because of pseida. Elamai, they didn't bring the aimer from the base of shlochem. So why does Rashi say it's mutim mishim pseida? So Rashi explains this in psachim nafnan vav. Because why is it lay gaitchim? What's the issue to pile it up? Teretz is, domas lamechel minei. So why were they matik tzira and akadisha? Teretz is, because tzira is a pseid if you don't cut it, because if you leave it on the stalks, it'll get ruined. And gadisha, what's the problem? Wait till after the aymer. So there they were, guys, domas lamechel minei. So if I say, anytime there's no pseid that they were geyser, and there's a pseid that they were geyser. Now, teisus and psachim nafir aleph, talks about the Gemara we had before, Hadaf Samaches, which is also there in Mitzachim, that the Gemara said that there was a Machlekes of Meir of Yehuda. It says, Mishakar v'Aimer, Yaitzin and Meitzin, Shukri Shlaim Shemalik Kamach Kali. Rameh said, of Shlei B'Tzayin Chachamim, maybe they said, B'Tzayin Chachamim. Rameh was Geizer, that you can't make Kamach Kali because maybe you'll come to eat it. And if Yehuda says, no, we're not Geizer. And the Gemara's maskan is that it's not talking about you did it al yidei shinui. The teretz is that chadash is badal minei, and chametz is loy badal minei. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to deal with the chadash and even make kemach and kali out of it without a shinui. So what's the pshat? It says avaloi gaitchim. You're not going to be gaitish. What's the chilek being gaitish and making kemach and kali? So Taisa says, because for early regalim they were matter. And the reason why the Gemara is stira, chadash to chametz, because by chametz we find the opposite. Reb Yehuda does not allow you to be baidik, and Reb Meir does. And the Gemara there, Gemara had before, said a teretz, as chametz also, it's a mitzvah to be baidik. So there has to be a reason to be matir, because of pseida, because of eilu regalim, because of a mitzvah. So there we have a machlokes. Reb Yehuda is geizer by chametz, because lay badal minei, and not by chadash, because badal minei. The chum were geizer by chadash also, but by chametz they hold that since he's machzer achal v'sarfa mechel ka'achal minei. But if there's no reason, there's no pseida, and there's no mitzvah, and there's no eilu regalim, so then it's also, that's the avalei geitshim. So, and this is a psak of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chadash Asim and Atari B'chol Makan. This Achila is also all over. So, L'chayin, it should be an Isser to do Ktsira if there's no Pseida. And to do Gaitchim where there's always no Pseida. Why isn't this a Zibur in Shulchan Aruch? As I frek the Shagas Ayi. So he is Mayrich, he wants to argue L'chayr on Rashi and Taisus, and he wants to say Rabbi Yehuda was never Geyser at all. When you say that Badl Minei, there's no Geyser altogether according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how he paskin. Aye, what's the Pshat of Aloy Geyshim? You want to say the Pshat is, because when you do the Gedisha, so people will think that you cut it in a place where your Ayman was bought. It's like a Maris Ayin that they see that you did a Gzeira. If you leave it in the field, they know that this field is not a field which you could bring from the Eimer. So Mela, it's Mutter. But if you go make Gedisha, Gedisha is not going to be in the same field. So Mela is a Marisayin. He says, that's a pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Liyasa isim krichais, avamanichim tzivasim, that when the Mishnah says, you'll have to be kaitzrib, ne besa ovel, ne bitl besa mendrish, it says you can't make them krichais, but you can make tzivasim. And the Gemara is not, Lashon is, it's the Gemara in the Nafayim Beis. Kama de Efshaloi Terchinon. It's a funny Lashon. But the Pshayazah should do with the Shinoi. Because he says it's a Marisayin Dikadin. Because people will think that people won't know that you did it for a mitzvah. So, there you only have, by the case of Beis HaShlachim, there's no problem making Krichas, because the Krichas you make in the field, and they see the field is the Beis HaShlachim. The problem is with Geitshim, to pile it up, that's out of the field. Baal Kalpanim, the Shagasai holds that according to Abiyudah, and we pass Abiyudah, there is no din of Dum Asul Meichel Menei. The whole issue of Geitshim is a Marisai and the Kedin, similar to the din of making Krichas instead of Tzavasim by the, when you Kaisel the Shei Mitzvah. But like we said, it's not like Rashi and Taisus, and the other Achreinim don't seem to name it on. The Sfasemis and the Viskerov, Neman Klein, like we said, it's really Rashi and Taisus, that Geishim is al stum asul lemechum minei. Actually, the Mishkan is Yankiv in Simon Samach Zayin, who has a long arichas trying to matstik the minig of not asking chadash b'zman hazeh. One of the rayas he brings to the Rishayim that hold that chadash is not asul b'zman hazeh is that you see in the Gemara that they did malachas of the field in Bavel. He had a rayah from the Gemara. They did malachas in the field in Bavel before Pesach. They said, if Chadash is also me, the rayah of his man is there, b'chutz laritz, so it should be also to do malachas in the field, al stuma asu l'meichel minei. Elamai, we don't pask in that Chadash is also me in a Torah. But he names on klar, that if taka Chadash is also me in a Torah, there would be an issa k'tzira, if there's no pseido or gedisha, the chutzlar it's also. The Shagasai is a good kasha. Why would the Pesach mashmin it? It's Arachin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.